Welcome to Maseches Baba Basra, Perek Yud, Mishnah Gimel, Chapter 10, Mishnah 3. The Mishnah begins. Koisvin get leish, avapishe nishtaimai. A cipher, a scribe, is permitted to write a get, a divorce bill, for a man, even though his wife is not present, and he could sign it with Edim and everything else, because the halacha is that essentially a woman could be divorced against her will, bal karcha, and therefore, in essence, the entire divorce is really just dependent on the das, the knowledge, the consent of the husband. Nowadays, this would not really be practical because Rabbeinu Gershom came along many years ago and he instituted that it's prohibited to divorce a woman against her will. And similarly, a person, we can write the shoiver, the receipt that she gives to her husband that he paid up the funds for the ksuva. We can write it for her, even though her husband is not there, because on the contrary, the receipt is good for her husband. However, the witnesses and the sefer, the scribe, have to recognize that this man and woman are actually the names that are written. Because if not, we're concerned, maybe he'll tell the sefer to write the name of a different woman who has the same name as his wife, and he'll give her the get. And comes out that there'll be a woman that's not really divorced, and the whole thing will just be, you know, a fake. And similarly, when it comes to a shaver, to a receipt, we're concerned maybe the woman will give, the shaver will give the receipt to a different man who has the same name as this woman, and there could come out a problem. However, when we recognize that both these three people are the people that are actually writing it, then there's no issue, there's no problem. V'habal noisein sachar, when it comes to paying, then the husband has to pay for the actual fees that the sefer, that the scribe charges, for the writing of the get, and as well as for the writing of the receipt. Continues the Mishnah, you can write a loan document for the borrower even though the lender is not there, because on the contrary, you don't need the lender there. But we don't write a loan document for the malva, for the lender, until the borrower is there. Continues the mission of Haloiva Noisin Sachar, the borrower is the one that has to pay the scribe for writing the document. Koisvin Shtar LaMoicher, one can write a sale, a document of sale for a moicher to the seller, Havapishain Lekech Imoi, even though the Lekech, the purchaser, is not there. Vein Koisvin Lekeach, Achye Moicher Imoi. However, we do not write a document of sale for the buyer unless the seller is there, because it comes out that the shtar is for a chayv, it obligates the moichar to sell, the seller to sell. And in this situation, the buyer is the one that pays the fees to the scribe. Why is that? Because the Gemara says a very interesting adage. The Gemara says, Zavant konis, zavin oivid, which means to say the following. If you're the buyer, so you've acquired something, you have a tangible object that's still here. But if you sold, you've lost. And the reason for that is because when someone gives money for an object, the object is there, it's tangible. But the money comes, and the money goes, and you're not left with anything. So therefore the halacha is that the purchaser, which it seems like is the one that gains in a sale, he's the one that's responsible for paying for the cipher, for the scribe to write the actual document. Wish you a fantastic day and a wonderful rest of your week.